And when you find a wife, you watch her. You don't believe a single word she says.
The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
Do it live!
Philadelphia, woo! I'm gonna tear you down!
Tell your bitch to stop sassing me.
I hear it all the time. I'm buying it off. Why they talk? Don't even know what they want.
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 10 of the Rebirth, Poncho. We've been doing it for a little while now. How are you feeling, brother?
Oh, feel wonderful. It is Memorial Day, Tools, and big news for all the fans. Poncho has erected a statue to honor all of our wonderful fans, the amoebas of all media, and our presence here is thick, it's glorious. Two American heroes hitting you in the face.
How about the pre-show discussion we had about you using the word wonderful, and within the first 30 seconds, you used it twice?
Well, Tolles, you know what?
You want to get drunk, fans, every time Poncho says wonderful, take a drink.
Well, Tolles, when I get a little fired up when I hear that music, and my unmentionables get a little warm, and I explode, but I'll try to keep it down. I'll try to limit that. But thank you for having me again, Rebirth 10.
This is a Memorial Day weekend, and you got two patriots right here, as we like to consider ourselves, two patriots. It's just an honor that the men who have served, and women who have served this country and have given their lives so that we have the freedom to say what we want, not political correctness, not dancing around issues, saying what you want.
Yeah, totally true. And we know like the amoebas we are, we've collected, we've gathered up new fans, silent listeners that don't interact with us. We know you're quietly listening, and your girlfriend listening in secret and getting excited. But we just want everybody to know, thank you for being on board. We got the Twitter feed, at The Voice Poncho, www.thevoiceponcho on Twitter, and we're on Facebook, Tools, and Instagram, and Storify.
We're everywhere. All right, last week, we were telling the fans that you and I were going to go to a concert. Actually, I got the wife to drop me off at your house, so I didn't have to drive home. I was going to take an Uber home. We did some pre-gaming and played some cards.
Thunderdome.
We are at the
Thunderdome.
And if you were following us on Periscope, like everybody should, at The Voice Poncho on Periscope, you would have some inside access to what was going on.
Yeah, when you see a couple gentlemen like us, Tools, in our primal states, our rawness and our thickness, it really is a sight to see. But somehow you paparazzi'd me or something like that, but I hope this doesn't change the fans' impression of us.
So I was able to take a clip of Poncho in a very rare state. Fans and listeners have asked me many times, what is it like to deal with Poncho? What is he like behind the scenes? Well, he's an abuser, a verbal abuser. And Poncho, you've authorized me to play this clip. It's a little sketchy. It was hard to obtain. You got to listen closely. Poncho, do you want to say anything before I play this clip?
This was late night, Tools. It was after... You know, we had a little bit to drink, and the show was wonderful. We were all fired up, but just keep that in mind, Tools. I was a little out of my state, my normal state here.
So this is Poncho at about 2 in the morning, and I had to use the censor button, but it's really a classic clip.
You don't f***ing know what you're talking about. I know one thing. They were f***ing sick. You guys, you don't f***ing know. Mike's on there. You don't f***ing know. You see a f***ing on there.
Make sense, Poncho. You're not talking sense. So that's Pancho after a night of drinking, and he just comes home and he's just this verbally abusive. What do you have to say, Pancho?
I don't have anything to say. I mean, I was taped without consent. I had no idea, and I was a little sloppy. I'll admit that. But I'll tell you what I did. When we went out to the bar, Tools, and we'll get to Wingmen later in the show.
Oh, yes.
There's a teaser for you and all of our fans' girlfriends. What we did was we got our tummy bananas out for a little bit, and people got excited by us. But, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I had a few beers, Tools. Is that all right? What are we, radio here or what?
How about the angry bouncer?
Yeah, that was an ugly scene. We had some bouncer try to get up into our faces. And when you try to get stepped to the voice of Pancho, couple of stallions, you do not come out a winner. And, you know, we verbally abused him as well, Tools. We came out winners all around.
If you go to the Chameleon Club and you go to one of the... I don't understand why they do this. It's an 18-year-old. Like, 18-year-olds can come. Yeah, they are very aggressive with their patrons on where you can have your alcohol. I mean, we're not geniuses, but one thing... Do not take a beer to the pool table, or you will be assaulted by a bouncer.
Yeah, and it's a 40-something wannabe security guard, not even a real security guard, that's stepping to us for our Miller Lights, 3 feet out of the designated area. But, you know, we were glorious. The Thunderdome pregame was wonderful. It'll happen again. And what wasn't so wonderful, Tools, was our predictions a week ago.
And to the fans at home, if you are taking a drink every time he says wonderful, you are probably drunk. You're probably drunk.
Yeah.
What do we have? We have a hotline, Pancho.
Yeah, we do, Tools. And let me tell you what it is, 717-455-7164. Basically, it's designated for women, and their breathy calls and our sexual calls are welcome. But if it's a male fan... someone like at B Croce, someone like at JRE Eagles, someone like at Monkey Man 4645719. Are you dope? Call us anyway.
We were. I was awakened this morning to a notice that we had a call, and this is from at JRE Eagle 21. He called the hotline. We're putting him right on. Here he is,
gentlemen. JRE Eagle 21, checking in here. Just wanted to say you guys are doing a fantastic job, boys. Keep those horse predictions coming, because you seem to be spot on. Maybe you ought to stick to rescuing birds. Now, my question for real would be, did either of you see the Allen Iverson documentary on Showtime? And if so, what are your thoughts? Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Keep up the good work. Don't try not to have an aneurysm on the air this week.
Okay, a couple things in this hotline call. Which, what's the number again?
455-7164.
Well, and everybody knows we're from the 717, sure. But we do have international listeners,
true,
and people,
true,
in Ohio,
Antarctica.
New Jersey. So yeah. It's 717-455-7164. Just real quick, people, you're going to want to call us because it's the final countdown. Only 3 shows left until Pancho's girlfriend comes back. Only 3 shows left till she's back. And when she's back, the show will probably end, so... It's the final. You gotta call us. Now, back to the at Jerry Eagles 21 call. He called us out about our Preakness picks. That's the first thing he did. He asked us about the AI documentary, and he said, don't have an aneurysm. So, first thing, I got our picks from last week for the Preakness. Do you want me to play yours first or mine first?
Well, just let's air the dirty laundry, Tools. Play them both.
Okay, here's Poncho's tip from the Preakness.
I'm telling you right now, Firing Line put all the money in the world on him.
Okay, so what happened to Firing Line?
Well, the bottom line is he was second to last, but I did get a post-game tip from my stable boy contact. Everybody knows I have a stable boy. He's foreign, little guy, little fella, but he told me that the problem with Firing Line... His rude bits were swollen the entire race, and basically every gallop was hell. So don't take it against the horse. He was hurt.
Yeah, but still, you told people all their money.
I did.
All right, here was my tip. I'm going to give all of our listeners a tip out there. Stay away from American Pharoah. What did American Pharoah do?
Won by 6 lengths, Tulsa.
Yeah, okay.
And you, 4 times you said that last week. That's one of the 4 times... You encouraged our listeners
do it live,
not to touch American Pharoah. But you know what we are? We're We're just glorious men. You know, we don't always get it right, but we will be picking the Belmont in 2 weeks.
And in 3 weeks, Pancho will possibly be getting married because his woman will be back.
Yeah, from the far, I got an update on that, from the far reaches of
Turn your mic on.
The desert islands of India, she has sent me an SOS. Stop the show immediately. So, yeah, it's over. It should be over now. But in 3 weeks, it will be over.
Now, back to the call on the hotline. At JerryEagle21 asked us if we've seen the Iverson documentary. This documentary was released last week. It's on Showtime. There's a lot of, I would say, original footage from Iverson's life. Pancho, I know you do not pay for HD, so I assume at the very least you do not have Showtime and you were not able to see this documentary.
Of course not, Tools. I don't even have USA.
You don't have USA Network?
I don't think I do. I don't know.
Terrible.
Now I'll try to catch it on YouTube or what is that? What is that called? Hulu or Hulu? I'll try to get on Hulu.
I don't think that's going to be on. So I definitely want to see this documentary. I do not have Showtime either. I'm interested in it. But one thing I would take out of this is, do you remember how excited you used to be when it was the Iverson era Sixers? When you had Theo Ratliff, Aaron McKee, George Lynch. Yeah. Then I never liked Todd McCullough. When they traded for Dikembe Mutombo, Eric Snow, Larry Hughes. But I used to get so excited about the Sixers. I am starting to have that feeling again, Pancho.
You are, Tools.
I've been pumping the Sixers up for a while now.
Yeah, I'm excited too, Tools.
Excited. You hated Noel before.
Well, I don't think we're going to see the fruits of the labor quite yet. But we got the number 3 pick in the draft. Yet another beefy-ass long strider, mighty guy that's going to be coming into Philly. And I'm excited.
We were talking earlier. Yeah. And I think there's a consensus number 3, just like everybody else thinks there's a consensus number 3. That's D'Angelo Russell. Do not be worried. With the first and second pick in this draft, it is going to be the two bigs. Nobody's going to pass on these guys. Nobody's going to pass on them. At the third pick, I think the Sixers take D'Angelo Russell. I think it is a no-brainer. But you said what? You have a different point of view?
I've had a change of heart, if you hear me out here for just a bit. Personally, I've just been looking at more tape. You know me. I'm sort of a tape room rat. And I've been looking at this Justice Winslow guy. He's supposedly 20, but he looks 32. He's built like a man. And I just think there's so much upside with him. I hate to drop this name, but he's a LeBron kind of player.
Ah!
Listen to me.
Ah!
He's not quite 6'8", 6'9", but he's physical defensively. His shot's getting better. He's a dominant downhill player, just like LeBron was when he came in the league. And I just think the two bigs have a bit of a ceiling to them.
This guy's from Duke, correct?
Yeah, Justice Winslow. And Okafor, I think he's going to score 20 a game, but I don't think he'll be more than that.
So you think the Sixers, with the third overall pick, should select this gentleman?
I do. I think Justice Winslow could prove to be the most upside in the draft. One thing I hated, I was all over the draft lotto. You know I was. You saw me on Twitter.
No, you weren't.
I saw this, wannabe reporter, Howard Eskin. His first tweet was, here we go again, tank again. Like, acting like the third pick was bad. Like, we had 15% chance to get one or two, Eskin. Why don't you stick to producing ugly-ass kids? Spike Eskin looks like an ass opened up and then shoot himself to the world. I just hate Eskin. I hate his kid. And how could you tell me that number 3 is a bad thing? Tools, if we got 5.
Oh, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to. In Spike Eskin's defense, he's a huge Sixers fan, and he supports the process, man.
Yeah,
don't get mad at Spike about this.
No, I'm just mad at Eskin for producing something physically that appears that way. I respect and admire his Sixers fandom. I do. But Howard Eskin's lost it, brother.
No.
Your primetime show on WIP. Go to Mike and Ike, Super Dope Team. You've been nobody ever since.
We were talking about this earlier. There was an article, I think, on Philly.com, and they polled all the sports reporters at the station. And they asked them if they felt what the Sixers were doing, tanking or whatever you want to call it. I don't even necessarily call it tanking. I say it's like building to win, but I mean, whatever. I swear, by generational lines.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
All the older people, anybody over 55 hates what the Sixers are doing. Anybody like 45 or whatever and younger love what the Sixers are doing. Poncho, can you explain it to me?
No.
Why do older people, older reporters, think that the Sixers' plan is stupid?
I don't know, Tools. I think it goes back to the 70s and 80s when, you know, the draft wasn't as valued, wasn't as focused on as it is today. And I just think these old reporters, I don't know why the Sixers get this much heat. I mean, look at a team like Minnesota. They've been bad for 35 damn years, and no one jumps on them. I mean, they're just terrible. Sixers are bad for 3 or 4 years here, but it's a plan. It's a process. And I'm telling you right now, you got season tickets. I'll be using them in 3 years.
No.
You got season tickets, bro.
I'm the weekend plan. It's a weekend plan. I get tickets on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep.
Wait, you're going to wait 3 years to use them?
Not this year, the year after.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that. I'm not going to allow you to have any. So just to make the record straight, I think these Philadelphia reporters, even national reporters that are ripping the Sixers, are complete idiots. When the Sixers start doing well, and I mean, if you look at the treasure trove of assets they have, Sam Hinkie does not call players assets, because I think he's a little more sensitive about that than you may think. But I think he calls the picks assets, the financial flexibility they have with the cap assets. They're on the right track. I don't want to bore our listeners, but trust me.
On the other side of my poll, talking about a team that sucks and will suck for years, the Philadelphia Phillies have no plan for the future other than to be less than mediocre.
But Poncho, they're playing pretty well lately.
Come on. I mean, yeah, okay. They won, what, 6 of 8? Yeah.
No, yeah.
I've actually been watching them, though, Tools, and I wonder if you have. I mean, at least
it's
better than a team that loses.
I have been tuning in. The third baseman, Franco, I like to watch young players. I like to watch promise. I've been interested. But you and I did talk about it, and what is our take?
Well, my take is this, Souls. I love how they're winning a few games here, but everybody knows this team's going nowhere this year. So you still got to dump these assets. Cole Hamels, talking about you, brother. Aaron Harang, who's got some stock now.
Trade him.
Ryan Howard, the big piece. My big piece will never be traded. Always right here at home.
Ben Revere?
Yeah. Well, Ben Revere's a younger guy.
What? He's probably going to be the first guy that's going to be traded. He has that noodle arm. He has his flaccid arm like you.
Well, he's never going to have a cannon out there. But, yeah, you got to trade these guys.
He can't even throw. He can barely make it to home plate.
I can see Ben Revere becoming a true, actual leader on this team in a few years. He's not that bad. He's not a leadoff hitter, though. He's not a leadoff hitter. A guy, maybe you put at 7, turn the lineup over or something like that, but he can hit. He can get hits. He can get on base a little bit.
He won't be on the team in 2 weeks.
Well, I don't know. We'll see about that.
Write it down.
Harang and Hamels
this
are gone.
This is May 22nd. No, Ben Revere will not be on the team in 2 weeks.
And I think that's all the time we need to spend on that. But what?
No. I have one more point.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Go ahead.
Do the deals. Do the trades. Don't fall for it. The Phillies are not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to be .500. Thank goodness Howard is on the juice again and trade him.
Tools, thanks. We thought we were going to win the division here. Thanks, brother. I appreciate that. I didn't realize the Nationals that won 17 to 20 games weren't going to win the division. But Howard, by the way, our predictions were a little off last week. I think we used, I don't know.
The horse prediction.
We used Mexican geometry and... We said you said Howard was going to on pace to drive in 130, on pace to drive in 70.
You said
I said he's on pace to hit 39, on pace to hit 29. So, you know, whatever. We're living in the past because we love those glory days. But that's not living in the past anymore. That's living in the present. Let's talk about females. Let's talk about wonderfulness, bosoms, backsides, and everything.
Wait a second. We're going to talk about women, right? That's this segment that we're going to do right now.
And when you find a wife, you watch her. You don't believe a single word she says.
How about give us a little Ric Flair?
We're going to treat all you women woo, the way women ought to be treated.
All right. I texted you this morning, and I said, not in the text, but I said, do you ever have an issue with, and listen, this is, do you ever have an issue with this? What does that noise tell you?
I hate that goddamn sound. You know what it is? It's the snooze on the alarm.
Exactly.
And you know what? We respect our women. We bow down and worship the wonderfulness of them. But let me tell you something, ladies. When I'm laying down, getting my sleep, getting my beauty rest, and that snooze goes off 3-4 times, Tools, I don't know the fury. I don't know the fury that rages inside me, but it's something else. The snooze was designed, Tools. It's, if you hit it, it's going to go off again. So don't forget about it. If you do, I'm bringing a Sandman with a special kind of eye boogers I'm going to be making all over you.
Do you think, well, I don't know if my woman does or does, do you think that they understand the concept of snooze? Do you think they understand that when you hit snooze in 9 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 no. minutes, it's going to go off again? Because here's the two issues I have with it. Okay. It's a Sunday, let's say. I can sleep in on Sundays. Rarely can I sleep in. But let's say the woman's got to get up to meet her mother to go look at pillows or some dumb crap like that. She sets her alarm for 8 o'clock. She hits the snooze like 8 times. While I'm like laying next to her, I'm thinking, Are you at all considerate to the fact that I'm trying to sleep in and you keep hitting snooze? I mean, this is all I hear. Do they not understand that you're just going to keep hitting it and I'm going to keep hearing it?
I don't get the basic concept, Tools. It's like, okay, why not just get up on the first ring, shake out the sleep, instead of going back half to sleep
six different times? I can understand one snooze. I can understand one snooze, then you get up. But here's another thing I can't understand. So I wake up, I go downstairs, I have my coffee, I'm reading my, I have the iPad, I'm reading the Philadelphia Sports. She gets in the shower, right? What do I hear?
Yeah.
If you hit snooze, it's going to come back on. Turn it off. So I don't have to go upstairs and turn it off.
Yeah, Tools. And there's one real easy way to just solve that problem.
Don't say it.
I'm just kidding, ladies. I love all you. Let's stick with our ladies here.
Okay.
Yeah. We were out last weekend. We talked about wingmen. We talked about our physicalness, our tummy bananas, being in the club on display. But there's also, we'll respect the fact that there are some bigger demigods in the, the club scene than us.
Yes.
And we're talking about just true celebrity and athletes that know how to lay it down at the club. So who would you prefer to saddle up with and wingman for a night?
So what you're asking me is, who would you like to be a wingman to so you could collect his seconds, his shrapnel, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah.
Do you want to go out with? Because you might not be that good looking. Actually, you're probably a complete idiot because you're out with him. There's some girls that are probably just going to show you some attention.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a great way to put it. The shrapnel.
I told you, let's say you name three, I name three.
Yep.
But how we're going to do it is I'll pick one, you pick one.
Yep, go ahead.
Who you want
to be a wingman to? Well, turn the mic on.
Should I give you?
Yeah, give me your first pick.
All right. The first person I want to be a wingman to so I can collect his shrapnel, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Good call.
I've seen this guy in pictures on a beach with 30 girls. He's the only guy there. If I could just be there, I assume I'd get maybe a little attention.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to get something like that. Yeah, my number one's Gronk. This guy here, man.
Gronk's their number one.
Right now, the way I see him treat female reporters, I can just tell you right now, this guy lays him out later. And I just wish I was around him. I'd want to be in his aura. I mean, I'm a stallion myself, but I just love to be around the guy and get his shrapnel, his spray, as you call it.
For information, I have full-size balls.
So number two, it's for me, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd have to go Derek Jeter. This guy is so smart. He's never been married. He would have a care package for women after he was done with them, and then he'd send them home. if you would go out to a bar in New York City with Derek Jeter, could you imagine the shrapnel you'd pick up? I mean, why wouldn't you want to be his wingman?
Yeah, the captain. Yeah, we know what the captain
is. I could go out there in one of your outfits, one of your long-sleeve tees, and I could pick up girls.
Well, not your man bun that you had on the other night. But my number two is John Daly, a golfer.
And what?
This is a special kind, because the guy parties his ass off, but yet... You're definitely better looking than
him. John Daly.
So he'll get them all boozed up for you. He'll attract them to you. And then you just come
John Daly.
Yeah.
I went Derek Jeter. You went John Daly.
Yeah, John Daly. He's the kind of guy that, you know, he's so repulsive that you could finish it for him.
Terrible, terrible. All right, my third one's kind of outside the box, but this is a Philadelphia. This is a Sixers pick. I would like to go out to the bar with JoJo Embiid. Joel Embiid.
I think that guy's hilarious, funny. Turn the mic on, you stupid bastard.
I'm sorry. I said Joel Embiid. JoJo Embiid. I would love to go to the bar with him. There's probably young women, the way he hits on Rihanna and stuff. I think he would be a great guy to go to the bar.
He's got a good personality, tools. He might outshine you. I just worry about that personality.
You confided in me that you found him attractive.
Well, okay. You know what? We were on the same page.
I'm a tit man. I like big-ass boobs.
For our third picks, we were both on the same page. Philly themed. And mine? The wonderfully retired Pat Burrell! And his pooch Elvis going to the scene and knocking him out of the park.
Oh, Pat Burrell would be fun.
I'll tell you what, he might have hit 235 lifetime, but he was a 400 hitter at the club.
Could you imagine,
love you, Pat.
Could you imagine being out in Center City with Pat Burrell just strutting around?
Oh, good God. This guy's, between his beefy thighs, his beautiful hair, I don't know what's best, but the shrapnel from him would be wonderful.
Look at my Twitter.
Look at it.
It's follow of the week.
It's veiny. It's purplish. And be all over it, Tools. You got to follow the week.
Wait a second. We have new listeners out there. We got to explain.
Okay, yeah.
Each week, we select who you should follow on Twitter, Instagram. For you, what? MySpace or Facebook? That's usually
Friendster.
What you do. Okay. All right. So we're going to go with who you should follow. My prediction, because I feel the Sixers are going to draft him, and we should probably get to know this gentleman, is D'Angelo Russell. His Twitter feed is not that active. I suggest that you follow him on Instagram. It's at DLoading. What a great handle. At DLoading. Get used to it. D'Angelo Russell.
DLoading? Like what, load?
At
what the hell does that mean?
D-L- Can you read it? Oh, no, it's L-A. It's, what's that?
Oh, my God. Great follow, Tools.
At D-A-O-D-I-N-G.
I got a double entendre for the follows of the week. First, Britt McHenry on Instagram. That exact name is the Instagram handle.
Didn't we bring her up before?
She put a beautiful photo up of herself taking shots from a three-point line. Heels, beautiful, wonderful. Thank you for your form. Carissa Thompson. You know, for a while, I tried to resist the urge, the regression in me to
you,
just want to attack
like
this woman.
You don't like, what?
No.
Are you mad at her?
I saw her on a Dan Patrick show this week, Tools.
You're such a Dan Patrick
She had
fan.
Shorts shorter than any bikini bottom I've ever seen in my
What's
entire
wrong
life.
With that?
And then she threw down a split.
She did a split on
yeah,
the
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I split my pants with the naughty bitch. But Carissa T, at Carissa T on Twitter, thank you for that. Also, a very, very, very good personality tool, which is important, I guess.
Okay, that's what we like to hear. Well, now, this is everyone, every listener, every follower's favorite segment of the week.
We hear your screams, we hear your calls.
Flavor flub.
And the flub of the week, Tools.
Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I want you to go first, Tools.
I get angry. I'm a patriot. I get angry.
Give us your flavor.
Then I'm
going
to go flavor. My flavor of the week is Ryan Howard. I would like to personally thank him for going back on steroids, HGH, whatever he's gone on. He's had an excellent 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He's hitting the ball. He might actually be able to be traded right now. Flavor of the week, Ryan Howard.
That's a good flavor, Tools. He's on pace to drive in 130 this year.
Is that what we said?
Yeah,
130 RBIs.
My flavor of the week, it's a flavor of the century, Tools. It's all those soldiers out there, Tools. Men, women, whatever. You know, we just
dogs,
appreciate
dogs.
You.
Dogs, they're service dogs.
Dogs, Exactly. These patriots, true Americans, we love you. Yes. And one quick Memorial Day message to Bruce Jenner. Stay the hell out of Arlington, you creep. You yep. son of a bitch. You're nothing close to American.
Turn the mic back on. Yeah, let's get this close. Straight again. We thank the soldiers for giving us the right to the freedom of speech,
yes.
not to be muzzled by political yes. correctness.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Watch TV, they talk. They don't even talk like normal people talk. We talk like normal people.
Amen.
Flub do you want my flub?
I do.
Oh, I would take this son of a bitch. I don't even know what I would do with him. You told me I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Zing Zanging. Zing Zanging. He is a Temple University professor. He has been charged with giving state secrets to the Chinese government. The American government gave him citizenship to come over here and be a professor. What did he decide to do? Sell secrets back to the Chinese government?
Christ.
I would take this son of a bitch. I would duct tape him on the William Penn statue for a week. I get so worked up. I can't even stand it.
What the hell? Wait, so he's a Chinese?
He's a Chinese gentleman that came over here, got U.S. citizenship. He's a professor in Philadelphia, and he sold secrets back to China.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh,
Tolls, not quite as serious as yours, but I got something that bugs the hell out of me, and it's these people, flub of the week, it's these people that post pics of every single meal they have. And typically, it's the look at my organic egg white burrito with avocado. First of all, honey, you're thick, and the only real burrito I've ever seen was bulging with meat and hot salsa. So get it out of my
car. All business, no hard feelings. All my
all
dogs
right.
got
enjoy
the
Memorial
all
Day
it.
Weekend. Hard if you see a soldier, just shake their hand. Now, thank
God
you for the right, for the freedom of speech. Say
arm,
what the hell you want to say, man.
Really
don't fall for the political correctness. Me and P's out.
808.